Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not too bad.
That's good.
How are we doing over there?
All right. It's a rainy day over here at the Jabbercast studios. The window's wide open. Cars going by.
Lightning. Yep. Thunder. Can you hear the lightning?
Can you hear the thunder?
I cannot. Can you hear the thunder roars? Isn't that a country guy?
There's a lot of thunder songs.
The thunder roars.
I know Mr. Chill has a thunder tune. Rolling Thunder.
Oh, Rolling Thunder. Yes. Oh, that him? Yes. That doesn't, what's his name? Garth Brooks have a song called Rolling Thunder?
I don't listen.
Or the Thunder Rolls?
I never listen to one Garth
Brooks. Your Garth Brooks CDs right here. All of them.
Oops. <You know? laughs>
You don't listen to any country? Country's pretty heavy, man.
Country is heavy.
It is. And the production these days in country music is incredible.
Oh, I know.
Country's never my number one thing, but I listen to country, sure. It's really crossed over into the rock realm, I think.
Yes, it has. And even into the blues realm, I think.
Sure.
A lot of those...
But the production in modern day country is like pretty...
It's up there.
Yeah, it's really good. Really good.
They have to. The music's crap, so they got to make up for it in production.
Well, I don't know. I would.
I'm just kidding.
Beg to differ there.
I'm kidding.
He's kidding.
I'm a musician, and obviously I think all music is good as long as it's good music.
Sure.
If someone's singing and they can't sing, then that's not good. But there's a lot of talented musicians in the country field.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's a lot of musicians who got into country because the genre of music they were into wasn't not mainstream enough or wasn't being successful enough. So they go into country just to, you know, sell some records. I think it's one of the highest.
And if they're bad, they should leave the country. Whoa.
Yeah. As far as revenue goes, I think country music generates a lot of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Huge. But especially anyway. In America.
Yeah.
United States of America.
As opposed to where we're
it's at. It's a kind of a patriotic type music. In a lot of ways.
Sure.
Country.
Especially
but anyways.
If you're a redneck down south, yeah.
Okay. He's cutting up country again.
Even though it's...
His country.
it is my country. But,
it's going to be mine. All mine.
No, you can't have it all.
Okay. I want most of it,
you
though.
You have to share it with 300 other million people.
300 million? That's it?
Might be more than that.
That's 300. There's more than that in New York.
300 and something million. It's not 400 million yet, but...
So we're going to back up the bus now. And... Drop everybody off at the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo, show number 8,000.
You're a segue.
For the year of?
Segway master. Lightyear 2012.
Layer?
Lightyear.
Oh. This is show number 15, layer 7.
Oh, there's a good way to...
That's what I thought you were said, layer.
Welcome to my lair.
So
what? You want to talk about something in
things
specific?
Are running pretty smooth here. I don't understand that. There's got to be something wrong. It's either not recording or... And I got the timer running just in time, and the intro was cut off mildly at the very beginning. You can't hear the intro when I started.
No, I can't.
So what's going on today? What are we doing here today?
We have one of those show topics where I have a feeling we're going to be going down a rat hole here and a rat hole there. We're starting off with a rat hole.
A rat hole everywhere a rat hole.
Old rat hole, at a rat hole. No, we're talking about old, new, and the...
Speaking of rat hole, I got one in the car. Got to get that repaired. Rat hole.
You don't have a rat hole.
No, I don't even have a rat in there.
Yes, you do.
That's rad. So where rat hole are we going down?
Old, new, and the switcheroo. You put that, the switcheroo.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to explain that. I know I put it there, but I don't have any idea what I was talking about.
Explain it to me, would you, Andy?
Well, the old being like, as I explained on the website, you know, the cardboard milk cartons, and you tear one side open and it becomes a spout and then you pour it. But at some point in time, here I go to the fridge and I grab out one of those milk cartons and it's got a plastic unscrew top thing on it.
But you can still do the thing. You know?
You could still do it, sure. But I think it's yeah, you can still do it. And I don't think that was their intention. Their intention now is the thing on the side, and you undo the cap. And I think there's a little thing to pull off for your own safety of, you know,
make sure no one put down some tainted Tylenol down there.
Put their mouth on it and took a sip out of it in the grocery store. But you unscrew the top now, and then you pour it. So now that's the and until now, and just, and I, you know, decided on the show topic. I, you know, the milk was just like that. I never thought anything of it. I don't believe I ever looked at it and said, "Wow, when did they do this?" Or, "Hey, look at this they're doing now." You know, I just, you buy it and you see the thing on the side, and that's the way it is now.
That's right.
And I think you mentioned it started maybe with orange juice or something.
Yes,
I think that's where I probably did first see it.
The first time I think I saw it as well. And they didn't have that little thing on, the little pull thing.
Oh, when you unscrew it first and then you pull the thing off. Yeah. It's just wide open.
Just wide open.
So you can go to the grocery store, sip out of everything you want. But don't sip out of the milk and the orange juice in the same sitting because it'll curdle in your stomach. Did your mother ever tell you that?
Yes. We have stuff, seem to have a fly problem around here.
Do it up. Let's go.
Do up the fly. Get rid of the stench in here. I used to tell that to my wife all the time.
That's gross.
I know. But you don't actually think milk curdles in your stomach after you drink orange juice, do you?
No, it's the other way around. You drink the orange juice first. No, I think it is the milk first, and then you put the orange juice. It can give you a tummy ache, sure. Absolutely.
Tummy
ache.
That's such a mommy word.
That's for the women and stuff that are listening today.
Oh, does your tummy hurt?
Does your tummy ache? We bake you a birthday cake, a birthday cake, a birthday cake, and if you get a tummy ache.
Keep singing. I want to have a bite of my cookie.
We told you so.
Good.
Yeah, go ahead and have a bite of your cookie. He's dunking.
What kind of cookies are these?
Chocolate chip cookies from Black's Bakery, Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Tasty little snacks.
Oh, what happened there?
Right here in the studio. You took a bite of the other one first.
No, I had this first bite.
No, didn't I tell you that I had bought cookies at one time and they were like all half cookies? Did I tell you that?
Yes.
And I was like pissed. Yeah.
So I'm not buying these.
That's what happens sometimes. They maybe when they take them off the tray when they're made and they're still, you know, really warm and they break in half and they still put it in the tray to serve and you get a bunch of cookies and some of them are half cookies. Somebody's going to pay.
Yeah, you're paying. You're paying full price.
Gun license. No. You're
paying full price for half a cookie.
That's right. That's unfair. I should at least get a baker's dozen.
Oh, and that is, you're paying by the number, aren't you?
I'm paying by the number?
Number of cookies.
Yeah. You don't pay like it's a dozen, so much for a dozen. It's right. Per cookie, sure.
Should be by the pound.
Yeah, it'd be more money, I think. They weigh a lot.
Well, don't charge a lot.
It should be by what you gain.
Sure.
But the old, the new, and the switcheroo. And the other thing I had, oh, okay.
I was going to say, but cookies out of a bakery, that's old fashioned.
Sure.
It's awesome.
Yep.
When did they start packaging cookies?
I'm sure it was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But they probably got them at some point from bakeries. And then now when you get stuff like that, even fresh cookies, when you get fresh donuts and fresh cookies and buy fresh bagels from a grocery store, they're actually shipped frozen. And even like Tim Hortons or any place, all that stuff's frozen. They're cookies, they're donuts and everything. Nothing's actually made at Tim Hortons. They don't bake anything there. I think some things they might bake, but they don't. Most of the stuff they don't bake it at Tim Hortons. They get it shipped frozen. They put icing on the donuts, but they don't bake the donuts. They don't make them.
I say they do make donuts.
No.
Whereas I think they may not make the bread products, like the buns and the bagels. I say the donuts are done there.
I don't think they are.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because it's all prefab, fast, easy, cheap. We're paying for what we think is. We'll find out and let listeners know. But I think that most everything there is not made at Tim Hortons.
Oh, we're going to find that one out.
Mm-hmm.
I used to know a buddy of mine, Rob Gannum, who I think listens to this show.
Uh-huh.
I know he listens to one of our podcasts. And he used to work at a donut place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Very fattening for me, but it was interesting.
Not at a Timmy's, though. Where was it?
This was before Tim's took off. Oh, okay. Like we might find like
before one. Tim ever played hockey.
Well, I think Tim was playing hockey at the time. We were teenagers. He was one of those guys who his dad went and looked for a job for him. You know, one of those parents that gives their teenagers a job.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
I had that happen. Sort of.
Did you?
Well, I worked where my dad worked. He didn't look for a job for me, but.
Oh, okay. I wish my dad would have did something like that for me. JD's burping on the air.
Oh. Well, I used to do it, and then we'd edit it out, and this is live, but...
Anyway, yeah, Rob worked at a donut factory, and I found it fascinating. But it's gross when you look at it, because it's just grease. It's a grease factory. Oh, yeah,
it's just garbage. Look at, they opened up the... sounds to me like things are gonna are really going to be loud. But anyway, the Krispy Crunch... Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't last very long.
No, not in Windsor, it didn't.
And you know why? I'll tell you why it didn't last.
Location, location,
exactly.
Location.
Exactly. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Because people, you couldn't open up a health store. You'd never make it. Never make it. But donuts and stuff like that, it's money makers,
what
man.
What if it was a drive-thru
health
store?
But it was in a really bad spot. No.
Not even a drive-thru health store?
You'd get the few people that, and it wouldn't be enough to keep you operating. And that's the name of that tune. Oh, I suppose we'll take a little break right now, and we'll be back to our actual topic right after this, station identification. And here we are, Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast.
Live on a Touch of Class Radio.
Sunday mornings at 11.
Yeah.
EST.
It's daylight savings time.
Are you sure that's what it's called? That's what we're in right now, daylight savings time, but it's Eastern Standard Time is our time zone.
I looked at that after we talked about it.
But our time zone's not daylight savings time.
Nope, it's not.
Okay.
The whole continent is on daylight savings time, except
that's right.
Some states don't follow. I know Arizona and Indiana.
Right.
Don't. But anyway, we were talking about, we said we're going to get on our subject. We were actually talking about our subject, old and new. We're talking about cookies and old fashioned.
Yeah, we got onto something that had nothing to do with anything, I think. And I don't even recall what that was.
It was donuts.
There you go. The old, new, and the switcheroo.
Yes.
When did they switch the donuts around on us?
You're talking, you know, the funny thing you mentioned was getting bagels at a grocery store. The bagels they sell at, I know, at Zehrs, which is a big chain of grocery stores here in Southern Ontario, is they suck. There's not enough moisture content. It's like,
well, bagels aren't made the way that bagels are supposed to be made. Like even probably the bakeries don't make it. They're a bread product now, as opposed to the way that they're supposed to be made, boiled, baked, whatever it is. But that's, you boil bagels. That's how you really make bagels. It's a big, long process, something that you wouldn't want to tackle at home. Don't do this at home, folks.
I think
don't
we should
try to make bagels.
I think we should make bagels on the show one day, just to show how people how we're doing it.
Yeah, we'll do a video cast
cooking show with Big JD and Lippo, the Bagel Show.
Wow.
Anyway, I love bagels, but I can't stand grocery store bagels. Anyway, on with what we were going to talk about.
I was just going to mention that also on the site, as an example of old, new, and switcheroo, was the pencil thing I had on there. And that was like the old, what are they, HB pencils?
H2.264.
Yeah, 60, high density. Well, they were the orange pencil that you sharpen in school and whatever, and it had the eraser on the top of it. And then all of a sudden, at some point in time, there's mechanical pencils. So you buy the mechanical pencils, and you have to push the thing like a pen, and the lead comes out, and you change the leads, and you can change the... But there was no point in time where I saw in a store and said, wow, these pencils are mechanical now. Like, you just go and you buy them. That's what you see now. That's, you know what I mean? Almost like the transition between VHS and DVD kind of thing. Like, you know, it wasn't like you were anticipating this thing coming out or thinking that the future is going to hold this. It just kind of all of a sudden switched over. And I really don't think back at a time when I thought, wow, we're not going to be using VHS anymore. We're using DVDs now. It just was a natural progression sort of thing. It's slow.
Sure, just like cassettes to CDs. Same thing. And that's the way they want it. So it's gentler and kindler on their audience.
Kindler.
Kindler.
Kinder. Kinder.
Kinder eggs.
Yeah.
See, I got a Daimler Chrysler gold-plated pencil.
Well, that's going to be worth something because there is no Daimler Chrysler anymore.
Oh, you're right.
So.
It's going to be worth something? Well, I hope it's worth something. It's gold-plated. It better be worth something.
Yeah. Gold-plated? I don't know about that. Well, gold-colored plated.
That's what it said in the book. 10 karat gold.
Okay, well, it probably is.
Yeah.
Very thin layer, I'm sure.
You're right. Yeah, it does say Daimler Chrysler, yeah.
They try to make us feel good. everybody's getting a gold-plated pen.
No, no, it's a five.
From the merger.
Every 5 years, they give you a little, what do they call it? Award, not a reward.
Well, I didn't get one after 5 years, that.
Would you?
Is that what you picked or something?
I picked it.
Oh. After 5 years, I picked a ring. I got a really nice ring. I don't wear it, but I...
Is it gold?
And it's silver, I believe. Silver? Sterling, though.
Sterling?
Sterling.
Awesome. And you,
just course, like Rod.
Why would you wear it?
Yeah. Why would I wear it? Yeah, I wouldn't wear it. I mean, people wear school rings, too. I probably don't know if I'd wear a school ring. I don't care that much about school to promote it with a ring.
Some people are stuck in school, high school land. It's like... They don't get out of it. I met a few other people
recently. I felt stuck the whole time I was there, but I wasn't there any longer than I need. Well, I was. I had to go an extra semester. Needed an extra credit. Two credits, I believe.
And that was to get your...
That's because I didn't apply myself in auto. That was a two-credit course that was like 2 hours long. And
oh, really?
I don't know. I'd be damned if I was even in class to get my attendance read 2 hours.
You couldn't do that, eh?
No way.
No way.
I was out having fun at the church... lot. Hey,
you don't tell too many people that, though. I failed auto shop.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I passed English, got math,
and I'm pretty good with auto mechanically now.
It's funny how that works out.
That's from dad, dear old dad.
He was handy with his cars as far as
he was handy with everything.
Yeah, with the women too,
everything. Yeah.
He was a lady.
He even got married at some point, had me.
Yes.
So must have been handy enough. Mom thought he was handy.
Obviously.
Speaking of mom, she'll be in next Sunday. Got to get her at 5 in the morning at Metro Airport.
Ooh.
So she might be at the Jabbercast Studios that morning with us. No.
What's the scoop? Is she staying with you guys?
She stays all over. She stays at her friend's, stays at my grandmother's. So she probably might stay with us a night. I'm not sure. She'll be here for a couple weeks.
Cool. Just for summertime vacation.
Speaking of the old, new, and switcheroo, a lot of people have step parents. That's kind of the old is your biological, and the new is, you know, switcheroo. And sometimes it happens when you're a kid and you look back and think, I don't know, I never thought anything about having my other mother. Hey, right here, only on the Jabbercast. Or you get another, that analogy.
Another father or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. Do you have step grandmothers? And yeah, sure, you can have it all.
You can have it all here on the Jabbercast.
Back to the topic. Yeah. You got your show notes there?
It's right here next to my cookie.
You got anything for the old, new, and the
switcheroo?
Spritza.
Well, this is your topic, buddy. I had no idea what you're talking about.
Well, that's why I put that big two-paragraph explanation on there. But I do have a lot, and I tried to label everything that I had in my show notes, but it's going to be a little bit scattered, I'm sure. But
so it's going to seem like it comes from a scattered brain.
Yeah, and it will.
What's our first example of us?
Well, I got them labeled kind of to certain areas of topic, like technology, the auto industry, food, whatever kind of thing. So anyways, we'll start with technology because that's a pretty good one. There's a lot that's changed sort of through a natural progression of technology, I think. And one is, obviously dial-up to Ethernet was one thing, you know, dial-up to high speed, and of course to wireless.
What about going from the dial tone to the touch tone?
Well, there you go. Look at them now.
You can still get rotary.
Well, they actually have buttons on your phone so you can have it pulse dial if you so want to enjoy the... You know what I mean?
Yes.
A lot of phones have the switch to tone. Or you can flick the switch over and it goes.
Good one.
Hear the short number?
Yeah.
And
it's cheaper for the pulse.
What do you mean cheaper?
The phone company charges you a premium for touch tone.
No.
Yeah. My sister.
Is that why they have that on there? I always wonder why would you even have that on there? Some places didn't have tone dial, I guess.
At some point.
Or if you're tone deaf, you wouldn't want to use it because you'd have no idea what you're doing.
Tone deaf.
If you want to make songs on it and stuff.
Right. I was going to say it has something to do with songs being tone deaf. But
here's my other half a cookie. It's right there.
Oh, okay. Fork it over, buddy. No, I'm just kidding. Big JD's reaching for the cookies with his left shoulder.
You want some more over there?
I might have another one, yeah. But, my sister, her husband is a miserly kind of guy. And when he found out that...
I like misers.
He it was going to cost him more money for Touchtone. He said, I'm not paying for that. Why would I want that?
Wow. Yeah. I had no idea that this is the way things went. And they know that, and they just, you get charged accordingly. Where is that? How does that happen? My bill is the same all the time, no matter what I do.
You look on your telephone bill, and on there is something that says Touch Tone, and it's like $2.95 a month. I'll bring my bill up.
I'll check it out. Maybe that happens out in the county here.
Well, my sister lives on Valair in Windsor. Nothing to do with the county. In fact, they got rid of, they have a house here in Bell River.
House
here in Bell River, but out in the county in Bell River.
Why?
Well, because they need two houses.
For what purpose?
Because they have no kids.
And yeah, but what do they do with the house out here? Is it cottage area? Is it on the lake?
Yeah, it's on the lake, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That explains it.
It kind of explains it, yeah. And he's from England, and he always wanted to live on the lake. So when this house came up for sale, I think he was just thinking about getting it because it was a really good deal. The housing market was depressed, and he scooped it up.
Uh-huh.
And what is that?
That's break time.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
We'll be right back. My tea got cold fast, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's because it's cold air.
We're going to stop everything, take a break. There'll just be silence while we get tea.
No, we got team Meisters here. I think we can...
I don't want to get anybody to do anything.
What are you kidding? You're joking me, right?
Hmm?
You don't want to get anybody to do... You seem like the kind of guy who would be easily a leader of... What do they call that when you delegate? You're a delegator, I think.
Oh, I can delegate, but I mean, you know, nobody wants to wait on us.
No, this is coming from a guy who has no kids.
But when I'm used to doing everything myself. Kids.
That's right.
So we need tea. We need, if I had kids, I'd run them ragged.
And you should.
Sure.
Kids got to appreciate
it. Make a man out of them. Even if it's a good little girl, make a man out of her.
Sure. Give her some...
Locks.
Testosterone pills?
Yeah.
Make a man
out of hair on your chest, baby.
Literally. A little whiskey, a little bit of testosterone.
And I was doing so well. That's okay, though.
Is everything cool, though?
Everything's good.
Did we miss something there, though?
Well, the timer.
Okay.
But I'm estimating at approximately 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Okay.
So anyways, I was on technology.
Well, that's it?
Well, that's it what?
That's as far as we're going to go with technology, as far as...
No, I got a lot. I was on technology before the commercial identification.
Oh, you're on technology. Up.
I only did one out of a list.
Okay, are you on ephedrine too?
Yeah, you better believe it. It's the only way I get down here to the studio in the morning, bright and early on a Sunday. Beautiful Sunday, sun shining, nice and warm. We're sitting in the pool, actually. And
it's so rainy.
So then the wired internet to wireless... That's incredible in itself. And you never really, honestly, I never thought anything of it. It just was all of a sudden was there. And I'm like, wow, yeah, well, I got to go out and get a wireless router. I never thought anything of having to get one or wanting one or anything. It's just, that's the way it is now. It's wireless. And now I'm going to take my laptop and to the shiter.
Did you have a wired router?
Sure.
Okay. I did too. I'm just curious if you went that route.
Yeah, progressed to wireless, not thinking anything of how technology changed right underneath our noses, let alone wireless B, wireless G, wireless N. Mm-hmm. What's next? B, G, N. How many letters in between each? Is it a certain amount? Once they get up to Z, it's over. That's 2012 right there.
Every letter has its own set of specifications. It's just one gets accepted.
Wall plugs.
Yes.
At some point in time,
mm-hmm.
the plug that you would plug into the wall that's at the end of your gadget or whatever, your appliance, has a flared end on it. Sort of a piss off when it happened for our own safety and protection in some way, but never really thought much of the change. That's just the way they are now. And you think automatically right then and there, I got to get an adapter for this, which they made for a long time. And then at some point... You weren't allowed to buy adapters because they didn't want you to buy an adapter that had one end, like both ends the same size. So you can't put your plug in upside down. It's got to go the other way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So we're talking about two-prong plugs.
Two-prong plugs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The grounded ones aren't like that.
Right. Because that's basically the thing that you're doing is making sure that the polarity is always on the one side.
Right. But it never mattered before.
Never mattered.
And then it mattered later. So there we go with that.
There we go with that. You're not supposed to be watching what I'm doing over here.
All the different flash memory cards.
Yep.
Nobody really thought anything of all the different ones that came out and the new style that came out and the proprietary ones that go with certain companies and whatnot. They're just under our noses. They changed the, made a smaller one. And now they've, you know, you don't think much of it, but you see that they exist. They make a smaller one that fits inside the SD card, which is small in itself already, than the smaller than the flash cards and stuff. And now they got little ones that fit in there. And you can take it out, though, and put it in the phone because it's so little. You can't even hardly hold it or pick it up.
They're dinky.
There you go. There's your...
No. We need some hot water.
Not in a glass, though. You know what happens when you put hot water in a glass? Did your mother ever tell you? Did you ever have it happen? I have. And I used a big, thick mug, like the A&W root beer type mug for tea for the longest time. But you know what? The glass wears out.
It does.
It does.
It gets
porous. And eventually, at some point in time, when I poured hot water in it, shattered.
It gets
and that porous. Was after years, yeah.
Another thing that can happen, of course, is if you put hot water.
Yes, it pours. I know that.
When it rains, it pours. But if you put cold water in a hot glass.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to do that either.
Yeah.
That'll crack. That's like using a hot glass or something. I've had it happen, I think, with plates. When plates get too hot, they'll crack too.
Sure.
Ceramic or whatever they are.
Sure. This guy wants payment for
dig
his,
in.
For his,
is his brother here? No.
I don't know.
Did he take off?
I don't know what happened.
I know he was looking for his iPod.
Yes, he was.
That means you're on the go.
That's enough of the...
It's the noisy bag.
Yeah, we don't need any noisy bag, actually. Thank you.
Digital camera features.
Well, it's funny. You mentioned a little SD in the SD card.
Right.
That came from the VHC. Do you remember those?
Oh, sure, yeah. The VHC, the mini video cassette that went into its adapter, a full-size one. You put the small one in, the VHS-C tape, and then you could put that in a regular VCR.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the same.
But that was all a progression there, too. That was, we had VHS, and then they tried switching to beta. They did the small VHS-C thing, and it, you know what I mean? And then eventually they got to the DVD. Actually, they tried the picture discs, too. Looked like a big record album, but it was a video record album.
Yeah.
Went in a machine. You had to take it out and flip it upside down and stuff.
No, just bring the kettle.
And digital camera features, the Wi-Fi they have in them now, so that they're wireless and you can I believe email a picture right from the camera or send the pictures to the send the pictures over to the computer wirelessly. And that's stuff that just happens right under your nose, like, oh, look at all these new features, and you don't really think much of it, especially in this day and age of technology. You don't think too much of all the changes.
That's right.
Yet at some point in time, something's going to be like, when I look back and think of, you know, when my grandmother was younger and there was no TV.
Right.
It was radio. I'm thinking the transition from radio to having a first TV must have been incredible, or the black and white to color TV. Like, yeah, but it wasn't. I'm sure it wasn't for them either. They don't really look back and say, like, it was just this incredible, you know what I mean? Really? I mean, yeah, kind of incredible technology. Maybe more so than now because there wasn't much of anything, you know? So maybe going from radio to TV was like a huge thing, okay? And now there's so much in the world of technology that, you know, nothing surprises us, it seems, anymore. It's just almost like the electricity switching to those spinning windmill things. You know, you hear or see that, and you think, wow, it's pretty cool. But and that's a major change, but do you really think that much of it?
Electrical turbines, you mean?
Yeah.
Electricity generated by wind.
That's right.
Okay. Well, a lot of people around here are thinking about it, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's kind of a big thing, but it's like almost a natural thing, and you see the windmills and know what they're doing, and it's, wow, that's cool. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Like, whatever. You know what I mean? Almost.
That's not the people in Kingsville and Leamington are saying.
But in the past, when somebody developed the light bulb, Alexander Graham Bob Edison.
Thomas Edison.
I know. Then that must have been like just an incredible, huge thing.
But yes, I'd have to think
that's
so.
That's because there is nothing. You know, they don't have a wall plug. They don't have gadgets. They don't have, you know, they had a candle and something to light it with, a couple sticks and, you know, whatever. But
I don't know if it was like that, but the funny thing you mentioned about Thomas Edison. He invented the incandescent light bulb, you know, the wire.
And yeah, and the outcandescent.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And now they're going to be, drink your tea while it's hot. They're going to be outlawing those in Ontario. You can't, they're not going to be able to sell them. I think after in 2009, they're going to be just to save energy. So,
right.
One news guy went to wherever he was from, someplace in Ohio. He was born in Ohio. And they asked the people there, you know, what do you think about Thomas Edison's invention being kind of, it's going by the wayside. And what I didn't know is he also invented the LED.
He developed lead?
Lead. Zeppelin.
The LED, yeah.
Light emitting diode. Yeah. So his legacy will live on and on and on.
Oh,
and on,
yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we're not worried about it.
Big inventions there. We'll get into him a little bit when we do the invention show.
We're going to do an invention show?
At some point
in
time. Yeah, it's on the site. Really? Might be next week. I'm not sure.
Cool.
Oh, okay. Bottled water. We were drinking water out of the tap, and all of a sudden, the wife comes home with a big box of bottled water.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
And I don't know if you're... Well, I mean, I think the only thing I said at the time is, like, why would you buy water? You know what I mean? I'm spending money now on water when I get water for free out of the tap, or what you think is free. But anyway, I don't know that people really thought that much of it. Oh, yeah, bottled water. I'll grab one of those for the car. Like, you know what I mean?
It's our society got the convenient thing out of the water.
Yeah, it's convenience. And a lot of things are convenience. And when you look at some of the things, you look past, wow, what a great new thing. You look past that and think, oh, I need that.
Exactly.
I'm glad they made that. I'm going to grab one.
For sure.
You know, like, but some of these things really are incredible. Yep. And they hardly got the due that they deserve.
He loves hearing his
king
note.
King size.
I think that's a big one, though. The water thing is, it's
sure.
Huge. I think of myself, bottles of water, I probably drink at least a half dozen a day.
Well, on the same note, we're buying the bottles of water, and then all of a sudden I come home and there's a tower in there with a big upside down water bottle on it.
Oh, you
it switched to that.
You have a...
Well, sure. Of course.
What do they call that?
Natural progression. That's what they call it.
No, they don't call it
They call it an upside down water bottle banger. I don't know. What is it?
Deal spigot.
It's a water cooler.
Cooler.
So we stand around there sometimes and just chit-chat.
Oh, nice.
Sure, around the water cooler.
And yours makes hot water, too, besides.
It makes, yeah, I drink a lot of tea out of that thing because the water's, like, boiling hot. And the other side, the frozen side, doesn't work anymore.
It's not frozen, it's just cold, right?
It's not cold anymore. There's something wrong with it. Okay. So it's just room temperature. But I don't mind water at room temperature, and I'll put ice in it if I want to, which kind of defeats the purpose because the ice is made from the...
The city water?
Tap. Yeah. I make the ice cubes from the tap, and that's what I put in the good water. So
I think the city of Windsor has very good water myself. What do you think of the quality of the city water?
I say we take a break.
Okay.
That's what I think of the water.
Hey, folks. Big JD here from the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, Saturday mornings at 10 on A Touch of Class Radio.
So we were talking about water, yeah. Mm-hmm. City water is pretty good, I think.
Your city water.
Our city water, yeah.
For sure.
Well, you don't have city water, really, do you here?
No, we get our water
from... By the time you get it, our water...
The water that you send...
It's gone through the sewage and the toilets.
Exactly. The water that you send down your drain, that's the stuff we get.
King-size packages of toilet paper, Kleenex, paper towels...
Mm-hmm.
At some point in time, the packages were just humongous. Like king-size packages of stuff. So instead of buying a thing that has 6 rolls of toilet paper, now we're buying them that have like 32, 64. Which, again, convenience. And you know what I mean? You don't think anything of it. Oh, let's get the big roll because that'll last longer. But at some point, there was the switcheroo.
And it all happened with the...
And went two-ply. And some of them are individually wrapped inside the big package now.
That's out of hand. That's too much packaging.
But I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that if you go to someplace like Costco or Sam's Warehouse, a lot of businesses are buying them.
Right.
So they take out of the package some that are still packaged and can put those in their public restroom, and they're still somewhat...
fresh.
Not looking. Full of bacteria. And yeah,
right.
Sure. Yeah.
And I think that was a big thing. The big box, like when Sam's Club and... Costco, what was the first one? Pace. Do you remember Pace?
Yeah, Pace Warehouse here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember when those came, I was like, this is awesome. A guy like me can go to like a warehouse kind of place and buy.
And you had to be a member.
Yeah, I could buy 200 pencils.
And I don't know if you thought anything about the membership thing. There's the old new and the switcheroo. Going to a grocery store, buy whatever you want. Going to Sam's and like, no, you can't come in here without a card. Oh, okay, give me a card. And I'll buy you all the big stuff that's going to last me longer. That's a switcheroo for sure. What about phones? We went through the pulse dial and the tone dial thing, but like cell phones, remember the big mobile phone that you had in your car?
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I think it had the cord to the car, to some box or something. I remember my dad and one of the guys he worked with started some business thing, and I don't even remember what that was, but they had they pitched in and got a cellular phone, big contraption, attached to another thing that you had to carry around with you.
Yep.
And then now it's like there's everything in them. You're surfing the web on your telephone, listening to MP3s on it, and you're playing games, and you're text messaging and emailing. It's incredible, the change. But
and the size.
And from that phone that he had in his car to the cell phone I have on me right now that I forgot to shut the ringer off, as a matter of fact, I don't think anything of the switch. Just happened under our noses, really.
Pretty much.
Well, that's small. I got to have one of those.
Right.
So you go and purchase your little plan. Walkman to a Discman to an MP3 player.
Walkman to a Discman.
A Walkman with a cassette player.
Oh, right.
And then, you know, you're pulling cassettes out and switching them upside down and putting it in. And then all of a sudden, right under our noses is auto reverse. So you listen to the tape, side of the tape, and it flips over to the other side on its own.
I love that.
Didn't think much of it, except it's, hey, that's convenient. I got to have that one.
Yes.
Flipping never tapes. Really thought of, wow, the technology, you know, the changes. You don't really think so much of the changes themselves, I don't think.
Did you invest much time in cassettes?
That's a whole other show. I have thousands of cassette tapes. Probably have pictures of them on my wall. I built shelves all across my wall, one under the other, full of cassettes, man. My friends and I used to tape like crazy. And
oh, this is stuff that you recorded yourself.
Shared record albums and tapes.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
had some new ones too, but I mean, we had a lot of record albums, so we'd tape each other's stuff. And
that's what I mean.
Now that's known as pirating, so we don't do that anymore. But sure, cassettes were a big thing. In the car? What are you going to do in the car?
Got to have a cassette.
Not to mention that my cousin Jack used to have a 45 speed record player in his car.
Get out.
Sure. Yeah.
Do you know who made that?
No.
Okay, I'm just curious if you had any idea.
No, I have no idea who would have made it. He may know and maybe I'll find out.
What did you do? Slip it in and it just went down into some contraption? Or
don't know if it went in contraption. It sat there somehow, probably on a little bit of a springy thing so it wouldn't bounce, you know, skip too much, I guess. I don't know.
A springy thing, I'll say.
Calculators.
Don't make any sense, a record player in a car.
Yeah, but he had it. What about a calculator? A small handheld little calculator to, you know, add stuff up?
Yes.
At some point in time, I never needed a battery again. They were solar powered.
Yes.
Didn't think anything of it except, okay, whatever.
And now they're in a dollar store.
The old, new, and the switcheroo. In the dollar store, I see big calculators with big numbers.
Big buns, yeah.
For a buck.
A buck. I know, it's crazy.
Bought 20 of them just because.
Just because, no.
But that's incredible. Dollar store. Well, you don't even want to get me started on Dollarama.
This section of the Jabbercast brought to you by the Dollarama, where everything is $1.
What else on technology? Let's see.
Did you buy an expensive calculator? Do you remember thinking, oh, that's a nice calculator? I'm going
to
get that one.
You know what? I used to trade a lot of stuff amongst friends. We all had a lot of cool things, and we always traded. And that's how I got a lot of cool stuff. I had a cool scientific calculator. I forget who it was made by. May still have it around. Don't know if I sold it at a yard sale recently, but it came with a big thick book and everything. Scientific calculator, but the original kind of, you know what I mean? And now my wife going to university had to have like a state-of-the-art calculator that did everything. Mm-hmm. And then when I was in college for that little brief stint there, doing some upgrading stuff, mathematics and everything, I was using that calculator and it does everything. Everything short of putting a card in it and scamming all you, having all your, instead of writing your answers on your hand.
Right.
It'd be nice to be able to put what you need to in a calculator. You almost can these days.
Well, of course you can. That's what...
I'll just use my Palm Pilot to do my mathematics exam because it's got a calculator.
Yeah.
Wouldn't let you do that, I don't think.
I don't think so either. I think they scan all your electronic instruments that you bring in.
How about the old, new, and the switcheroo on telephone service?
Didn't we already talk about that?
No, but telephone service. You get this... They call you...
Because they're the telephone
and then
company.
They say, you know, call this number or whatever. Or they call you and you pick it up, the phone up, and it's ringing. they automatically switch you to the company for long distance in a lot of cases. And right. and you're automatically switched. So they were pulling a scam like that for a while. You'd automatically be switched to whatever the company is for long distance, and all of a sudden you're getting a bill that you're paying such and such a month for long distance calls, and it wasn't through like Bell anymore or whatever. They had scams set up like that, or some of them they want you to call a certain number, and mm-hmm. you call there, and it tells you, oh, you're automatically hooked up with such and such a company right. for your long distance now, and it's like you got to go through a big rigmarole to get rid of it now.
There's a good word. I like that, rigmarole.
Rigmarole, sure.
Yeah.
We should do a show on words.
We will.
That would be neat, because there's a lot of cool words. Remember, you know that game Balderdash?
Yes.
And I think that's the one there that you have to, don't you have to guess whether the word really has a meaning of mm-hmm. whatever. TV rabbit ears?
Yes, we have some in back there.
Yeah, you used to get TV rabbit ears, and it's just a little light contraption, and you just plug it in, hook it up to the TV with the mm-hmm. two little screws, and that's it, right?
Yes.
Well, now they're powered. I bought rabbit ears recently. It's got a power adapter. I got to plug it in the wall and turn on the thing to get gain and bring the stations in stronger.
Sweet. I got to get one of those.
Never thought anything of it, really, except for the fact that, well, you know, they changed. But right under your nose. Without you knowing anything.
Right in between,
never asked us.
Right in between your ears.
You notice how they never asked us well, yeah, about any of this?
They do ask you.
Yeah, who? Who's getting asked?
What do they call those? Focus groups.
Sure.
Consumer focus groups. You want to be in one of those. You should do whatever you can to find one of those.
I want to be one of them things where they send you to restaurants to eat and places to buy stuff. And that's the thing?
That's the thing, yeah.
Focus group.
Yeah.
I want to be in a focus group.
I think it's not too hard to get in.
Oh,
really? You're talking, he's talking some kind of strange
language. Yeah, I think, we'll move on a little bit, I think, to, let's go with the auto industry a little bit. Cars and vans to sport utility. And now like a hybrid between those, the sport utility and in a car that kind of came back with the, like the station wagon sort of thing, like the Chrysler Pacifica. You know, it's kind of a station wagon.
Yes.
It's sort of sport utility, sort of car.
Yes.
But from cars and then vans to the actual sport utility, which was kind of the cross between the car and a van, maybe.
Cross between like a truck and a car, I think. Or between a minivan and a car, I should say.
Yeah, exactly. Minivan and a car. But then that's the sport utility thing. And then they came with the sport utility with the car thing. And, you know, all kind of under our noses and that sort of thing. But pretty neat. And
you all right over there?
Yeah. Are we going to do Jabber? Oh, no. We're not going to do Jabberquote yet.
Right.
Decided against it. What else with the auto industry? How about car keys?
Yes.
You had a little old car key that you could bring anywhere to get another one made if you know, wanted to keep one in your wallet or whatever.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, I got the biggest key. I can hardly fit in a pocket. It's right. got a chip in it of some kind in case my car gets stolen or to start it, like I think. Or, you know what I mean? It's matched with the ignition.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, we'll come back with the auto technology thing in a second, actually.
Okay. We're going to take a break.
And we're back.
Wow.
How do you like that, folks?
That's great.
That's a fast commercial break there.
Okay.
I don't have any commercials.
That's what you wanted to talk to me about.
I didn't even really need to do that because I'm timing the very last segment what I need. So I didn't, yeah.
That's a token stop there.
It's going to be a matter of a few shows to get really in this wing of things because we do so much.
Right. I want to get back to the car key thing.
Yeah.
That's a pisser if you ask me because... Like well, you say, sure, there's a chip in there.
You know how much they are to get made? It's like $80 to get a key made.
$80.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
When you can get a key made for $2.
And they can go awry on you.
I've never had that happen, but I'm sure you could.
Stick it in and that key will not start your car anymore. In fact, it'll do wacky stuff to your car. It'll set off some security system, then you have to...
You know, I never thought of that. I had my uncle was having trouble with his security system going off and weird things happening, and I wonder if it could be from the key, and nobody ever thought of it.
Another thing that will do that happened to Kim's minivan is if your battery is low.
My wife says my battery is low. Is there any way I can charge that back up? I'm just kidding.
Ephedrine will do
it. But that was funny. I'm kidding. No.
How you doing, kidding? So if your battery is low, it'll do the same thing. Is it a Chrysler product?
His actually was a Big Lincoln Continental.
Oh, okay. because that's what happened to her. So she had left the key in the on position, or one of the kids went in there, listened to the radio, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was in the forward on position for a whatever period of time. And she's telling me, oh, you better boost the car. You're looking very perplexed over there. Like, I shouldn't be talking anymore. The show's done. It's over.
Well, we only have 10 minutes left.
Yeah?
Well, somehow I lost 20 minutes.
That's when we were talking about telephones.
Wow.
You're buffering pretty heavy. What does that mean? That's what Rick's telling us. Oh, I know why.
Why? We need tea again? What is it?
Okay. No, we don't need tea again. I thought maybe it was because he was on the internet over there. Can't be sharing our internet.
I'm thinking that does it mean overpowering? I mean, too hot? Is that what it is?
Oh, when I think of buffering, I think of
storing too much.
Yeah.
Too much, what is it, waiting thing?
A waiting thing.
So what's happening? Are we skipping or something?
I'm not sure.
Maybe, that's weird.
Maybe Rick can tell us.
Yeah, explain that one.
Explain
what's
it.
Is he got a picture up there?
He does have a picture of a man and a woman.
Oh, maybe it's them.
No, it's not
it's
real.
It's cartoon?
It's anime.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah. Anyway, we're just
maybe they're
the,
anime.
It was the key thing, yeah.
This is my wife, anime.
Anime.
Go on. The key thing, yeah, okay. I'm pretty much done with the key thing. I think we've exhausted the key thing. I don't know if I have anything else about actual vehicles themselves, but I do have about bicycles. At some point in time, the regular old bicycle got a gears on them. Speeds. My bicycle's got speeds.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? They always had speeds.
They went to a 3-speed bike, I think was the first thing. And then they went 5-speed, then 7, then 10 speeds. Now I got, I think, 24 speeds on my bike, my mountain bike. With shocks, I might add.
Do you have shocks? Yeah.
Sure.
Front and back?
Nope, front.
Okay. So what's the advantage of front and back, by the way, just so I know?
Well, the advantage of front is got a lot to do with suspension itself and for your arms wear and tear, your shoulders and that kind of thing, right, when you're, you know, off-road biking. But the rear is sort of the same thing and adds that suspension to the bike for especially for like a downhill stuff, downhill racing, mountain biking. But on the road you really wouldn't want it because a lot of your pedaling, the energy gets used up from that rear shock.
Oh, I see.
As opposed to being all used toward propelling the bike.
I gotcha.
So normally on the road, you wouldn't so much want the rear shock.
Right. But if you're going down mountains, bumping stuff. Where you
crazy stuff, yeah. And most of those guys are off the seat anyway. So I don't know 100% why. You know what I mean? They're up off the seat when they're doing that anyways. But I think for less impact probably adds to the speed going downhill. So anyway. And another thing about vehicles, and of course this is not real vehicles, but the slot racing cars.
What?
Eventually they went to no slots.
What are you talking about?
Slot? Well, we had the car racing set, me and my brother as a kid.
Oh,
we had slots in the track, so you couldn't really pass or anything. And eventually, and the cars were big and stuff. Eventually, the cars got smaller, and they had crisscrosses in the so you could pass at certain points.
Right.
In the slot, in the slot racing.
And then you'd be in the same lane as the other person.
Yeah, until you got back over, you know. But then eventually, there was no slots
anymore.
Did
you put oil in the slots sometimes?
No.
Oh,
did you?
Oh, yeah.
No.
And on the wheels too, so when you went around the turns, your back end would always spin around. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And did that just something you came up with to do? Or
my brothers did it before I ever thought of doing it. So.
Oh, well.
Just was something that always was done.
Anyway, that's a toy thing.
So you're saying
got lots more, and we're running out of time, and we have no Jabbercast. What's going on?
We have no Jabbercast. This is the Jabbercast right here.
I mean, Jabber quote. Maybe we'll it's just about time to slip in the jabber coat, do you think?
Well, if you got time.
Jabber coat. Put on your jabber coat, kids. We're going outside. Jabber coat, jabber coat, jabber coat. Jabber coat, jabber coat, jabber coat. Loose lips sink ships. Stitching tabs in line. One hand, two in the bush. Jabber coat, jabber coat, jabber coat. Jabber coat, jabber coat, jabber coat. Yes, sirree. This week's Jabber quote is
brought to you by Steve and Larry at their new location. Where's their new location, JD?
New location. See, they had an old location, but now you mentioned they have a new location, and that fits right in with the show.
You caught right on to that. I'm glad.
Wow.
Okay. This week's Jabber quote, everything old is new again.
Ooh. Everything old is new again. So there's no more to that, eh? Like, when is something old new again?
I think it's when it changed hands.
That's what I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Or
what?
When something like, becomes fashionable again.
Oh, good
in
one.
In style, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bell bottoms come back. The low cut jeans now come back around for the girls, you know, that kind of stuff.
Everything comes back around as far as fashion goes. It's like we only have so many ideas as far as clothes go. What's up with that? Like, we have no more originality, or we're just.
Well, there will be. Eventually, we're going to get the space looking like Ace Frehley used to wear.
Yes.
Rings around the habit. You know what I mean? It's going to come.
I want that.
But I don't think we're ready for it yet.
Apparently not.
Give it about 5 years.
5 years. I thought you were going to say some big number.
No.
150 years from now, we'd be dressing like Ace Frehley from Kiss because he was a prophet. Fashion prophet.
I just switched around right under our noses from a guitar player to prophet. Hey, you're listening to the new Big JD and Lippo on the new Jabbercast.
You mentioned Ace Frehley. That's funny because a buddy of ours, guitar player, Randy LaFrançois. Do you know Randy?
I don't think so. LaFrançois. Is he a big guy?
That's
big and tall.
Kevin is...
No, I'm not sure then who it is at all.
Kevin used to sing in our band. His little brother, Randy, who's a really good guitar player, was in a band, The Source, for a long time. It's funny, he was at Jersey's, and Dan walked in there, and he says, what are you doing here? What's going on? He's playing Ace Frehley in Destroyer.
Wow. Neato.
Yeah.
A guy that tried out for drums in Wicked Angels is the drummer for Destroyer, maybe still is. You know, Jeff Tompkins? Hody. Hello, nice. Hody.
Hello.
Hey.
Heidi, Hody.
He was a good buddy from when I was a kid. Lived a couple streets behind me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But you never jammed with him?
Nope. Just tried him out for Wicked Angel and didn't work out.
He sucked?
He was new then, though.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He was just starting out drumming and everything. I guess he must be pretty good now because that band does well. I think the Destroyer band's been around for quite a while.
Sure. They're attached to some talent agency that sends
out. Sure, that's good.
I think there's more than one as well.
I'm glad he's doing great. That's good for him. Cool.
Yeah.
So, the Jabber quote, what's old is new.
That's good that you mentioned the fashion thing. Everything old is new again, depending on one's perspective.
Sure.
Yeah. If you get a new perspective on something, it's new.
Sometimes even to yourself. You had something and you put it away in the garage, and then 5-10 years later down the road, you find it again. Wow! I can't believe I still have this. And then you use it all the time or whatever, you know?
Yeah. That's a cool feeling.
That's pretty neat, yeah, for sure. Currency. At some point in time, we started carrying around coin money. I mean, not change, but our dollar bills, in Canada here, our dollar bill went to a dollar coin, mm-hmm. the loonie.
Mm-hmm. And then
the toonie.
Got rid of our $2 bill.
And when does the 5Z YVZ come along?
I bet you there's going to be a $5 coin.
Sure, why not? Did they have to make them so big, though? Really?
They have to make them so big.
They are big.
Compared to like a diamond and quarter, you mean?
Sure. I didn't think they had to be that big, but...
Do they have to make the coin bigger as the currency? No, a dime is smaller than a nickel.
Wait till they get to the $20 bill. We're not going to be able to carry those around. We need something to put them in, for sure. He never explained why we were... About the buffer thing.
No, Rick never mentioned...
Buff it up. No, that is?
Wango Tango.
There you go. Something else about currency is the material.
Yes.
At some point, they changed the material.
Oh, they had to. Paper.
Wooden nickels to paper.
It's the paper that they put it on is made of, there's linen in there.
Where do we get that stuff? Because
linen paper?
Will my printer accept that?
Your printer will accept it, yeah.
There you go.
But can you afford that paper?
No.
It's funny you mention that because my son had a $5 bill washed. Mm-hmm. And he put it up to a $5 bill that wasn't washed. And the $5 bill is smaller, the one that was washed. It shrank. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Shrank in the wash.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just because there is cotton.
So I wonder how that works when you've got to put it in those machines there where you, it takes a $5 bill. Some of the machines, you know, that they'll take paper money,
mm-hmm.
and it's not the right size. I wonder if it just spits that back out at you if you washed it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Doc Martens are no longer made in Britain.
Where are you going with that currency, the Doc Martens?
Well, I don't know. I just thought I'd slip that in there because this is it's over.
I didn't even
get to finish everything. It's over. It's 12:01 Eastern Standard Time.
I'm gonna get on the Standard Time thing. Mm-hmm. What about Doc Martens? What do you want to mention about Doc Martens?
Nothing. They're made in China now. Or wherever. It was a big British thing.
Well, yeah.
Doc Martens. UK, man. All the way. Not anymore.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Like, I think about 2 years ago, it went to... Sold to China.
That's a bad decision.
That's something, isn't it?
Yeah. You're a Doc Martin guy, aren't you?
Freak.
You're a freak on everything, I know, but...
But that's the way it is. I have an original Doc Martin duffel bag right there.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Had it for years.
And where was that made? England.
That was made in the Doc Martin factory. I don't know. I'm going to have to look on there and see. Maybe that might have been outsourced. That was old, though.
Oh, is it?
You know where that's from? From Aldo. Aldo Shoes is where I got that at one time, I believe.
They're still around, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're in the mall or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're all over the place.
So what do we got for the folks next week, actually?
Okay.
Let's take a look and see. We're running overtime here, and I'm quite certain that there's not another show on after us, although there's some new DJs, so I really don't know, but I hope not.
We could,
because we'll get in big trouble.
We could get kicked, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I guess they could kick us, but...
But we can't kick back, can we?
No.
That's not proper DJ etiquette, is it?
No.
So we won't do that. We'll just be on time. Well, we started at... 12:03 or 11:03.
Okay. And if you need more Big JD and Lippo, you can, of course, go to Easy Mac Podcast.
You need more Big JD.
If you have a...
Well, if you need more Big JD, he's all over the place. There's the Jeff and Lana show.
Sure.
The best one, I think, is those of you talking to me.
Yeah.
JD is an awesome interviewer guy because he really gets at those questions from a perspective that is, it's unique to me. Anyway.
I want to come from the perspective of somebody that, you know, I do research. I might not know everything about every topic of my interview. But I do a little bit of research, but I want to ask the questions that, you know, that I think somebody that doesn't know anything about it would want to ask, like the curious things, you know, not always maybe the most important part. But the real curious things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's what makes it fun.
So,
and then there's the Easy Mac Podcast that Big JD and I do, and there's the Heavy Rock.
You never get that right.
That's right. It's the heavy. No, it's the
Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show. Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. on A Touch of Class Radio. .com.
Thank you very much.
So,
next week's show: Bad Abbots.
Oh, Bad Abbots and Costello.
Who's that?
You know? Abbott and Costello.
No, the song Bad Habits.
Don't tell me. Bad Habit. It's like, why do I think like the Babies or the Baby Singer or something or Bad Habit? No, I don't know.
The Monks.
Okay, I don't know the Monks.
Okay. Not to be confused with the Monkees.
I'd like to be a monk.
Then you have to be quiet, though. You have to take that vow of silence.
Well, from this point forward, we'll be silent.
All right.
Until next week.
At 11 o'clock. Thanks to everybody for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.